was, we call them all a barn, where anything like that's the barn, where the horse is in it or where the cows is in it.
Okay. What about the place where you store corn?
A crib.
Okay. And the built, where do you store grain?
Granary.
Okay, what's that like?
Well, it's just a boxed up place to keep the grain from, hold the grain in without spreading out all over everything. Just like a large box.
Mm-hmm. It's separate.
There's walls around it.
It's separate from the barn.
Yeah, oh yeah, different altogether.
Okay, what about the part of the barn where you store the hay?
Loft.
Okay. What if you had too much hay to put in the barn? How would you keep it?
Build it in a stack.
Okay. What else? What if you didn't, a stack, you'd have a pole. And then
pole, and the hay is built around it.
Uh-huh.
And put a cap of some kind on top of that hay, keep it from rotting.
Uh-huh. You ever heard of a rick?
Yeah.
Hay rick?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, it's not in the shape of a stack. It's more, there's a length to it.
You know,
it's on the ground. I don't know how to use it, but it's in a large pile and with a kind of a roof on it.
Okay.
A lot of that now all over the country.
A roof?
And all this, these ricks of hay. They don't put them in a stack and they don't have time.
Yeah. Okay, when you first cut the hay, you know, and you let it dry, then you have these little piles of hay that you break up. What do you call those piles?
Well, we call them ricks until we gather them up in the barn.
Okay. And are there any special places for keeping cows?
Well, we didn't have enough. No, we didn't. We all ran out and they opened the fields and we used the same stable if they had any at all. Sometimes they didn't have much. But then raised cattle in those days like we do now, just milk cow and two or three others about all ahead.
Were there any special places for milking cows outside?
Well, yes, they usually had a definite place, a trough maybe where they pour the feed in for the cow to eat, you know, while they were milking.
Well, what did you call that place?
Just out in the open, just out in the open, all out there.
Okay. What about where you keep horses?
Well, we call it stable.
Okay. Was that part of the barn or separate from the barn?
Also, we call it all barns. Whether it's a stable, a stock barn, a tobacco barn, a mule barn, any of it's all barns.
Is the stable just the room? Sort of a room in the barn?
Well, it has a hall in the middle of it with a stall on each side, and each horse and each mule knew which his stall was. You could open the gate and each one would go to their own stall.
Yeah. Okay, what about hogs and pigs? Where would you keep those?
Well, just out in the open. Out in the big road we did, out within those no fence laws, you know. And some of them just run outside. And they'd have to mark the ears, you know, so if it got mixed up somebody else's hog, you'd know which yours was. Now, hog mark was a crep off the top of the ear and split it down a little ways and then cut a little notch out underneath it. Call it a crop and a split in the top and an under bit in the lower part. If that's worth a thing to you.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, that's so we didn't know it was your hog. Man, say, well, that's my hog.